Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Monday, November 21st. 2022. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I'm about to exclusively respond to Elon Musk's vicious attack against me and what is clearly a threat. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, he quoted Jesus Christ saying, "Suffer the little children to come unto me." And then it follows, "Well, it's better for one to tie a millstone around their neck and throw themselves in the deepest ocean than to offend one of these." So one week he's in a Baphomet, the devil's champion outfit. And then a few weeks later, he's now quoting Jesus Christ. Well, beware, because the devil masquerades as an angel of light. Now, I'm not saying that Elon Musk is the devil. He's a provocateur, likes to play both sides of every issue. And overall, I think he's done some good things. He's also done some very troubling things. But coming up next segment, I am going to really expose what's behind all this and what's really happening at Twitter and the wider war of censorship that is taking place, that really only InfoWars and a few people like Tucker Carlson have fully grasped what's actually happening. This is being run by intelligence agencies and the Justice Department illegally. They're having congressional hearings about it. It's all come out. I was the first to tell you about it decades ago, but now it's been radically expanded. And these direct scripts are being written and prepared and then given to PR firms that give orders to the corporate media on how to carry this out. Now, obviously, Elon Musk has hired more PR firms than probably anybody in modern history. And he's hired some of the PR firms that have been actually attacking me on for separate clients. So I hadn't blamed him for this up until this point, but he's definitely following their exact scripts that have been put out before. And it's very, very dangerous. Now, again, I know what Elon Musk is doing. I'm going to explain it all coming up in the next segment, so please stay with us separately. InfoWars is not funded by big billionaires. The Globals is funded by you, and we have great products everybody needs. So we're running the biggest sale of the year that's going to continue on, but the products are selling out. So, again, these big sales are going to continue on to the end of the year. But that means almost all the products will be sold out well before Christmas. So if you want to get up to 60% off on amazing products like DNA Force Plus, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Super Mel, Vitality, Ultra 12, Vaso Beats, and more, use promo code 1776 at checkout at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank all of you for your past support. These really are amazing, game-changing products you already need. We sold out of X2. We've sold out of X3. We've sold out of Wake America Coffee. We've sold out of BioTrue Selenium. And we are very close to selling out of DNA Force Plus. We are very close to selling out of VasoBeats, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, and a lot of other best-selling products. So get the biggest deals of the year. Know you're funding the InfoWar, and don't fight the big Christmas crowds and lines and traffic, everything that's coming up in the next month. Just get it out of the way now, and then know that you funded the InfoWar. But at the same time, don't just give these products as gifts. Give yourself the gift of health and energy and stamina and libido. I have such a stressful job, and I'm not the healthiest in my lifestyle, but with these powerful supplements in my life, it supercharges it all and makes it all possible. So, again, please visit InfoWarsStore.com today. Everything is 40 to 50% off, but with promo code 1776, it's an additional 10% off. And I almost forgot, double Patriot points with promo code 1776. Again, that's promo code 1776 at checkout. And there's also my book, The Great Reset, signed, and there's a signed copy. There's a fundraiser. I want to thank all of you that have gotten the signed copy. If you haven't, please get one. They make great gifts as well. Books and films, documentaries, everything that is the most censored of the censored that exposes the globalist agenda is at InfoWarsStore.com. And I almost forgot, We had over 100,000 t-shirts going back over many years, some of them. Some had sold, some hadn't sold, some were bestsellers, some weren't. All these are collectibles items now. There's less than 10,000 left as we speak, and they're all $4.95 a piece. Most t-shirts cost us over $10 to print because they're really high quality. So that is below cost on t-shirts, all about the sellout at InfoWarsStore.com with an additional 10% off with promo code 1776. You cannot beat that deal. All right, we'll come right back and talk about the supposedly richest man in the world putting his sights directly on Alex Jones, which means directly on you. We'll be right back. Please stay with us. We always have our biggest sales of the year in November and December. And 2022 is no different. But now as we reach the midway point in the month of November, it's very important to understand that we have almost all of our great InfoWars Live products in stock. But most of them are very close to selling out. We won't get more for several months, give longer. Some will take 3-4 months to get back in. We're talking about DNA Force Plus. We're talking about X3, from a Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Super Mel Vitality. The list goes on and on. But despite the fact that they're all selling out, I want to pass these savings on to you, and we need funds in to continue operating. So this is a year-end blowout sale. 2023 will be here before we know it. So do your Christmas shopping early, support the InfoWar, boost your immune system and your overall well-being at InfoWarStore.com with the up to 60% off sale with promo code 1776 at checkout. Get these great products while you still can and support the InfoWar. Thank you.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us on this live Monday, November 21st. 2022 broadcast. I am your host, Alex Jones. I'm about to exclusively respond to some of the over-the-top statements against me by Elon Musk yesterday and today. And the fact that the vast majority of even leftist-controlled, infested Twitter has really woken up to what's happening and has saw right through what Elon Musk and the establishment is doing. So we'll put these tweets on screen, but he first said a few days ago, from a bunch of requests from users, will you bring back Alex Jones? And he said no. He then had a poll and brought back Donald Trump because 1% extra in the poll wanted Trump versus those that didn't. They had similar polls with 300 plus thousand votes. The Hodge twins did, where I had a 10-point lead on the poll of hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people wanting me to come back. But the point is that it's hypocrisy to say he's democratized it and is going to have votes decide who can come back and who can't, and that he's not personally invested, and then come out and release new tweets last night saying Alex Jones is a terrible person, Alex Jones made money off Sandy Hook, Alex Jones wouldn't hurt these children. None of that is true. But I'm not going to get into the facts of what really happened there until the end of this segment. I want to talk about what Musk is doing right now. It is extremely, extremely transparent. Musk is trying to take over Twitter to create what he calls Internet X, that goes back to where the Internet was freer and more open. Still doesn't mean it'll be perfect. He understands that the censorship is just killing interaction, killing debate, and making it a horrible experience, and he just wants to make it successful. That's a common sense and smart thing to do, just from a business perspective. It's what made America great. But the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center, the Democratic Party, and the European Union, and the Justice Department and CIA moles that Congress had hearings on last week are inside of his company right now and are literally trying to sabotage it, not just externally with threats of lawsuits and censorship and criminal charges from the EU, but they're also threatening to sabotage the company and the actual systems that make it operate. So he had an exodus out of the company. It was worse than he thought. There's questions if Twitter is even going to survive. He hit the panic button and basically came out and attacked me so that he can get the left off of his back. And, you know, that it's fine to me that he did that, except he went too far and compared himself to Jesus and the whole bring the children to me, suffer the children to me. And if you offend one of these, if you're mean to one of these kids, it's better for you to kill yourself by tying a big boulder to your neck and throwing it in the ocean. That's basically the translation from the King James. So That's just outrageous. That's absolutely outrageous that I'm supposedly the worst guy in the world because of media hype that massively has misrepresented what I really said about Sandy Hook, that, again, I'll get to in a moment. But here's the facts. So the bottom line is this. Elon bit off more than he could chew. He took over Tesla. He took over NASA. He's taken over all these programs, and I've given him credit. He's turned them around and overall done a great job. I've actually said, as someone being accomplished, I admire him. And I pointed out that I didn't expect to be reinstated at Twitter, and that if he could simply reinstate Trump, that'd be a great thing, because Trump is a candidate for the U.S. presidency, a very serious candidate who obviously had the last election stolen from him, and to not let him be on Twitter is massive election meddling. So that's a good thing Elon's done. And Elon is starting to clean up a bunch of the pedophilia and leftist pervert pedophile stuff off the site. So those are the positive things. And that's what makes it outrageous for him to just go with the official line with Democrat Party controlled judges that defaulted me and said that I did all these things I never did. And then I supposedly owe a $1.4 plus billion ruling of the judge and the kangaroo jury. And then he's just taking that at face value and saying I'm the worst person ever. Doesn't know that they took out of context what I said 10 years ago. Doesn't know I apologized before they ever sued me 5 years ago. But doesn't accept the fact that they say I owe $1.4 billion and that's not enough. The estate of Adam Lanza, who killed the kids, only paid a little over $1 million. But now, for my words, I'm the worst person ever, and I desecrated graves, and I dug up the children, and I harassed families. None of that's true. But the judge let them put on whatever fake evidence they wanted, and I wasn't allowed to cross-examine them. While I was already found guilty by the judge, they were just deciding how guilty. And now the Democrats are admitting they're going to use this template of judges defaulting conservatives and populists and get rid of our due process. So that's what's really going on here. As a people, we're being robbed by a corrupt global elite and the whole Davos Group crowd. Remember Obama bragging that he killed hundreds of innocent children over and over and over and over again, total, over 200 children in drone strikes, and said he was really good at killing kids? Biden just killed a bunch of innocent kids and says he doesn't care. Madeleine Albright, who was under the Clinton Secretary of State, bragged on national television that she tripled the sanctions on the Iraqis and killed 500,000 children and said it was a good price to pay. And when she died, they acted like Jesus had died. The corrupt war on free speech is being directed by these big corporations. And the perfect example of this is the NBA not allowing any criticism by their players or any criticism by the fans of communist China and the Uyghurs and all the rest of it. Literal death camps. And a major NBA owner, remember, came out and said he doesn't want to hear about the Uyghurs. They don't even register in his mind. So when you talk about people in slave camps and death camps having their organs harvested and worked to death at Apple Foxconn laboratories, that's okay because it's just Tim Cook's gay and he wears a turtleneck and talks effeminately. But when Alex Jones questions a mass shooting, when the rest of the internet does, why, it is the ultimate crime in history. And now all populists need their free speech taken, need to be punished. Heading up this whole global move to censor is the ADL. They're censoring in Europe. They're censoring in Australia. They're censoring in Canada. They're censoring here in the United States. They decide who to get censored. And now Albert Bourla last week got an award from the ADL for fighting hate. And they said that anyone at any time that questions in any way any of the shots or if they're effective or anything is a criminal, is an agent of evil, he said, and needs to be censored and debanked and taken off the internet. And that's really the big story we're talking about here right now. It came out years ago, and a few weeks ago, even more, in The Intercept, how Homeland Security has been secretly meeting with big tech and big banks and big corporations and a group of leftist think tanks and, quote, watchdog groups who surveil what we say on the internet and who decide who can speak and who can't. And one of the things you get censored for is questioning the Afghan withdrawal or questioning the poison shots or questioning a stolen election or questioning an open border or questioning inflation. This is the ruling class trying to silence us and trying to engage in such a criminal, organized fraud and legitimizing it by making it all about Alex Jones and how evil he is, and so legitimizing the entire process to then be carried out and used against you and your family or your company or your business. And of course, others have pointed out the other big elephant in the room. All the dictators and all the mullahs and all the war criminals that all have their Twitter accounts because, well, they're world leaders. We've got to be able to hear from them. And most of the UN Human Rights Board is made up of dictators and made up of despots, but they're all good. They're all great people. It's only Alex Jones that questions Sandy Hook. It's only Alex Jones that questions Jussie Smollett. You know, it's that terrible Alex Jones that questioned WMDs in Iraq. It's that terrible Alex Jones that's been right about 98% of the time. He's got to be silenced so we can then point everybody else, as they do on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, and say, you're going to get Alex Jones next. If you question something or if you question how it's been politicized, we're not just going to silence you. We're going to sue you. We're going to debank you. And then we're going to misrepresent what you said. And then we're going to say that you've been defaulted and then have a show trial where you're already guilty. Ladies and gentlemen, you're already living in tyranny. This is all targeted at you. And Elon Musk knows that, and he's playing both sides. The truth is, he wants one global app like the communist Chinese do, where all the censorship and all the social credit scores and all the systems are implemented in one place. He wants to pretend like he's bringing in an open and free system to get everybody else on board. And then once he has the one ring to rule them all, once he has the big global Internet X and his deep state handlers, then they'll be able to implement total and absolute control. We'll be back with more of The Secret straight ahead.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All five cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my three children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After months on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3322. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Co-hosting some later in the broadcast and obviously tomorrow. I want to wish you all a great Thanksgiving coming up. Now, back to Elon Musk. There's so many facets to this, but the establishment uses basic psychology. And if they can take a populist leader like myself that's exposed their agenda and exposed their legal wars and their surveillance and their censorship and their tainted vaccines, their depopulation agenda, they can look at my whole record and look at me a few times questioning a public event when everybody else or large portions of the population was questioning it as well. They can then blow that up, make it a huge national issue for year after year after year, a huge project, tens of thousands of articles, thousands and thousands of news programs over a talk show host questioning a mass shooting along with many others. If they can do that, it sets the precedent to demonize and destroy anybody else that questions big events, whether they be real, whether they be staged, whether they be provocateur. But then our own State Department has press conference after press conference with the CIA saying Russia's staging mass shootings and Russia's staging bombings, or that attacks Russia say happened didn't happen. So false flags are a very, very real thing throughout history. It's taught in military history. It's taught in special operations how to stage false flags. Yes, the U.S. military teaches some of their most elite forces in certain emergencies how to stage a false flag. Part of that came out in the whole WikiLeaks document 6 years ago. But I'm digressing. It's totally normal and healthy to question everything. I did not send people to their houses. They have no video. They have no witnesses. They have no evidence. I never sent anybody to their graves. I never had anybody pee on their graves. All of that's a lie with no witnesses or no evidence because the system is so incredibly angry at me. I never made money off Sandy Hook. The families and the lawyers and the think tanks and the PR firms are all on record breaking in hundreds of millions of dollars off of this. $74 million from Remington that Remington actually hadn't paid. On and on and on. Again, a little over $1 million from the Lanza estate. But Alex Jones, they say, owes over $1.4 billion. And they say, Jones refuses to pay, Your Honor. We need to put him in jail. Refuses to pay? I don't have $3 million. So again, that's the over-the-top surrealness of all of this. And I've been on the fence about Elon Musk. I've said that the jury's been out on him. And he does some good things, he does some bad things. But the fact that he's sophisticated and knows all this and has his own big PR firms, some of which I know have actually worked on the Sandy Hook case. Some of those PR firms he uses have also done work for him. And they admit that this big PR firm out of New York that does PR for the United Nations, before I was ever sued, got with the families, the lawyers, hyped up the story, made it a huge national story about me and Sandy Hook. So people go, oh my gosh, he's being mean. They went and hyped it up and reported it. Then they filed the lawsuits. Then they had unlimited press coverage. Like wartime level coverage, thousands of articles a week, year after year, about how I'm a devil and how I'm a demon. And people just keep saying, why is this such a big story? Why won't he stop talking about it? Why is he sending them to their houses? Why is he attacking them? And they still, even after their fake court cases and rulings, went in a few weeks ago in Connecticut and said, Your Honor, we've got to get him off the air right now. He's still coming to their houses. He's still attacking them. We need billions more. Only that will stop him from the attacks. That never happened. That never took place. So I believe Sandy Hook happened. I did question it some after when others raised issues. But when it comes to what it's become today, the whole culture, the whole cult of it, the whole religion of it, is an anti-free speech, anti-self-defense system that the establishment uses as its shield while it commits all these crimes and war crimes and illegal spying and devaluation of currencies and FTX scams and poison vaccines and Joseph Mengele forced medical tyranny. While all of that goes on, while all of that's happening, they get to sit back and point their finger at me and say, there's the bad man. And in this new religion of Sandy Hook and the children that died 10 years ago, Alex Jones is Satan, and Barack Obama and the Democratic Party and the gun control lobby are Jesus. And that's the new religion. And Elon Musk has said he's part of that religion. He even quoted Jesus. He said, Alex Jones deserves to have a boulder tied around his neck and thrown into the deepest ocean. But the old Elon isn't really following Christ. We know that. He's following transhumanism, brain chips in our children, bathing us in 5G and 6G, bathing us in all the GMO. And he's basically the fake Tony Stark that the CIA created as a front man. And I've known that for a long time. I know the people high level in the CIA that know him and the whole thing. And I had hoped he'd broken away from him. And I'd hope he was trying to be his own man, but it's very, very clear he's not his own man. And that's a very, 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 very sad thing. And so when they're done with him, they'll destroy him as well. So they're just trying to use him as a cool, you know, playboy nerd that is launching all these deep state projects that are unpopular. And at the end of the day, it just turns out that Elon Musk is a fake. And the system knows it's got to have a multipolar dichotomy in the dialectic of the total censors on one end that want an internet ID and to totally track you and control everything you do and fines and everything that PayPal's doing, you know, $2,000 fines for thought crime. And on the other side, oh, no, 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 it's Elon Musk who surveils you and gets your data and, you know, wants a cashless society and wants social credit score and wants universal basic income and, you know, will also censor you. But when he does it, it's not bad because it's not emotional. But he says it is emotional when it comes to Alex Jones, the worst person on earth. So, Elon, I will respect you again if you say Alex Jones is a horrible demon, but Madeleine Albright bragging about killing 500,000 kids and being proud of it is a little bit worse than me. Or Borla lying and saying the vaccine is 100% effective in South African trials a year into the whole thing when he knew damn well it didn't even work at all and actually made you sick. I mean, you know, why don't you at least say the millions dead from the shot is a little bit worse than me, the devil, questioning Sandy Hook. So that's where we're at. All right, I need listeners to know this. We're not funded by the globals. We're funded by you. We have the biggest sale of the year going right now. And when I plugged at the very start of the show, I dropped the ball. We don't just have up to 60% off with promo code 1776, ladies and gentlemen. We have a free gift with every single order, no matter how small. Actually, on big orders, you get more than one gift. You get a free gift. And we're not just talking about, in some cases, it'll be a bunch of bumper stickers or an Alex Jones mask. In some cases, it'll be a book or a film or just a bunch of other amazing items. So we have some big ticket items as well that are going to be free gifts. Free gifts with every single order. So again, whether you make a $5 order for one of the t-shirts in the big blowout or whether you make a $50 order, you will get a free gift at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's all randomly selected by our shopping cart computer system. It just goes through with all the items, hundreds of different items that we're going to be able to offer free, and just randomly picks one of those and puts it in the box. So this is undoubtedly now officially the biggest sale we've ever done. Up to 60% off, promo code 1776, total liquidation blowout to fund us into the new year, and a free gift in every order. Free gift in every order. Okay, I've covered most of the issues. Owen Schroeder is about to take over. And I'll be talking more about this in the days to come. But Elon Musk has really, really, really stepped in it. And the Internet's waking up big time.
At the time of cutting. getting this announcement, we are halfway into the month of November 2022. We're running the biggest sale of the year right through December, but many of our best-selling products will sell out in the next week to 2 weeks and will not be back in stock for at least 2 to 3 months. So now is the time to get up to 60% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com on amazing products like X3, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, DNA Force Plus, Ultimate Krill Oil, Ultimate Fish Oil. There are so many other incredible products available at InfoWarsStore.com. It would take an hour to list them all. My book, The Great Reset, The War for the World, unsigned copies and signed copies, again available at InfoWarsStore.com. Please do your Christmas shopping early and support the InfoWar at this critical juncture for America and the future of the world. Again, the biggest sales of the year running now. Most of the products are still in stock, but not for long at InfoWarsStore.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We are back live here on the Alex Jones Show, Monday edition. Owen Schroeder's taking over here in just 60 seconds. I wanted to add one last key point that I mentioned earlier, but I want to really highlight. Thank you to the listeners and viewers for your support. And thank you for the outpouring I've seen, not just on Twitter, but across the internet and on my phone and in person on the streets, by people really, really supporting me and understanding they're supporting themselves in that process, and that if they can take down InfoWars, they believe they can take us all down. Elon Musk, even on leftist Twitter, is getting annihilated by people that see through the hypocrisy and are pointing out all the evil things the system does by design and all the lies they tell on purpose. And then they sit back and act like I'm this object of ultimate premeditated evil and that I'm Satan, and that I should be ashamed of myself and that you should all be ashamed of yourselves. It's the left again trying to use mind control on us and gaslighting us, and it's not working. So it's incredible. I mean, Trump again won his poll by like 2 points or whatever it was. I won my poll on Twitter with 300,000 plus votes by 10 points. So just think about that, ladies and gentlemen, and what a hypocrite Musk is being. I don't even want to go back on Twitter. I mean, it's kind of cool to be the most banned guy in the world. It's a joke. But I will say this about Trump in closing. He should use Twitter and the 83 million followers to push them to Truth Social and say, hey, I'm about to cover this here, or hey, I'm about to go live here, and just use it as a bulletin board notice, just like he'd use a GOP email system to tell people to come to Truth Social. So whoever's advising Trump not to use Twitter is foolish. Now, when I say I don't care about using Twitter, it's because I was never that good at using Twitter. I'm not as witty as all you folks are. I'm a syndicated radio host. And, you know, again, at the end of the day, I know that they put me in such a position of being seen as Satan on the political spectrum that will never happen. So I'm just over it. And because I know you're still going to be there and you're still going to be on other platforms exposing the globalists. And I would advise all payers to stay on Instagram, stay on YouTube, stay on Twitter, but push everybody to independent media, push everybody to InfoWars, push everybody to your own site, push everybody to Gitter and Gab and Parler and Rumble and just all the other incredible sites and places that are out there. That's what I love, is the diversity of the population and what we're doing together. And we are definitely in one hell of a fight together, but we are winning. So God bless. I thank you so much. And I thank Owen Schroyer for all he's done in the crew. Now, Owen Schroyer takes over.
All right, there goes Alex Jones. We're now live in the InfoWars headquarters in Austin, Texas. And let's just kind of hit the reset button now and let you know what is coming up on today's transmission. We've got the Democrats at it again, gun grabbing. And I have to say, whenever I'm reading these stories and getting ready for my coverage of this, the overwhelming sense is, how is there not a bigger pushback? And how is it that the basic instinct of survival and freedom has been so beaten out of the American consciousness that whatever you think is the proper response to a mass shooting, that we don't have the proper response to individuals wanting to disarm you? Because that's a pretty big story. And if you think the mass shooting at a gay nightclub was bad, that resulted in 5 dead and 25 injured, do you have any idea what kind of a bloodbath disarming the American people would be? Yeah. Yeah. Just look throughout human history at what authoritarian regimes disarming the citizens looks like. But it's this new thing where we're just so normalized, we're just so numb to it, and that becomes the problem. They've beaten us over the head with this so much that we don't even respond. It's like a reverse boy that cried wolf almost. It's like, no, they really are coming to take your guns. They haven't been able to properly do it yet, but they really want to, and then now we just don't even have the basic response of, wait a second, you're trying to disarm me? There was a mass shooting and people died, and that's really tragic, and all of a sudden me, the law-abiding citizen, has to be punished and pay the price. So we'll have that and some other twists with it as well. Because as I said last night, I could play this game all day long. And so for Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot to say, oh, I'm sick of this after the Colorado shooting. Oh, that's interesting. Should we look into what happened in Chicago over the weekend? We'll see if she's sick of that. We're sick of her. We're sick of Democrat gun grabbers. So we've got that. We've got what the corporate world government's going to look like. We know it. How they're going to usher it in, we now know that as well. It's, oh, man-made climate change and you caused a flood in Indonesia, and you caused an earthquake, and now you have to pay for it. And yes, it's going to have to be you Americans, you dirty Americans. You're going to pay all the taxes for it. Don't worry, China's not going to pay anything. India's not going to pay anything. You're going to pay all of it. And our leaders go over there like, ah, yes, we will. Okay, yeah. We'll pay all the climate taxes. We'll pay for every flood ever. We'll pay for every earthquake and tsunami. That's our fault. That's our fault. Sorry, we're bad Americans. Sorry, we're so bad. Oh, we just take in the most refugees and immigrants and the most humanitarian aid given out on the face of the earth. Every other country combined, we still beat them all. We're so bad, you know. We're so bad. We should pay for climate change, too. Okay. Liberal. I've got other political news. There was good news. There was some good economic news. And then there's some bad economic news. Actually, there is some good economic news, believe it or not. No thanks to Joe Biden, but I'll explain that coming up. And then we've got Trump proven right on multiple issues. And it gets a little old. It gets a little frustrating. Where last night, CBS News, their big Sunday news special on CBS Sunday Night News. Do you know what it was? Do you know what CBS News' big special was last night? After the football game, everybody tuned in. Do you know what the big CBS Sunday Night News special report was? Hunter Biden's laptop. Hunter Biden's laptop. Because, you know, that's from, when was it again? Oh, November 2020. That was the, or was it October 2020? Gotcha. 2 years later. Thanks, CBS News. I mean, guys, if you're not cheering along, if you're not clapping along at home, you're being a lazy bum. CBS News got it, guys. Hunter Biden's laptop is real. Thanks, CBS News. But look, we can make fun of the mainstream media being light years behind InfoWars all day long, just like I can sit here and make fun of the Democrats where Trump was proven right about what's going on in Germany now. And that's kind of fun, and we can pat ourselves on the back, and it feels good, and we can do that, and that's fine. But, okay, let's get serious about it. Why would the Democrat-run media all of a sudden green light the Hunter Biden story? Because they've had it for 2 years, folks. I mean, they've had the Hunter Biden story for 2 years. Why are they green lighting it now? After the midterms, ahead of the presidential election cycle, I think it's pretty obvious what's going on here, folks. I think it's pretty obvious what's going on here. I think the Biden ouster is actually upon us. And I think they might, the deep state might be willing to give us this synthetic win, feeling like we've got wind in our sails, when really we're just unknowingly doing their bidding for them by getting Biden out of the way. The Democrats want Biden out of the way, and they want Republicans off their necks, politically speaking. So what are they going to do? Are they going to offer us Hunter Biden and Joe Biden as some form of a sacrificial lamb so that we feel like we're getting the momentum and we feel like we're having a victory, but then they actually get their victory of getting Joe Biden out of the way so Gavin Newsom or Hillary Clinton can come along for 2024?
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
I think it's sad that we're so normalized to the violence in the inner cities and the shootings in the inner cities that it doesn't even make the news. Well, it makes the news, but it's never going to make the big national news. It's never going to be a big story. It's never going to be a big controversy. That's sad. That's sad to me. That's sad to me that we're about to do this live on air in a couple seconds to prove a point that I can have my crew in there and I can sit here in confidence and I can say, guys, we're going to do this live on air and I have enough confidence to do this and I'm not going to look like an idiot, that they can plug in shootings into a search engine and we'll find at least one shooting. We could add it all up. We'll probably have dozens dead from shootings in inner cities over this weekend. Now, I can sit here and point out the obvious that they're all run by Democrats, but the issue is much deeper than that. If Republicans took over tomorrow, I don't think the issue would be solved. But we're now so normalized to this violent crime in the inner cities and the shootings and the stabbings and the deaths that it's just par for the course. But then when a gay nightclub gets shot up, it's the biggest story for the entire weekend, and it equates to you, the law-abiding citizen, needs to turn your guns in. But, oh, what's this? It turns out that the shooter was already known to the FBI and that the shooter had already been threatened to bomb buildings before. So turn your guns in. Don't you see? Turn your guns in. But what's worse, the fact that it's been normalized now to just accept that in inner cities, black-on-black crime is out of control and that and shootings are astronomical, or that we're so normalized to tyrannical politicians responding to this every time saying we need to disarm Americans, we need to end the Second Amendment. And I don't want to hear anything other than that because that's what it is. You can call it an assault weapons ban. You can call it common sense gun legislation. I don't care what you call it. It's banning the Second Amendment. All of it. The violations against the First and Second Amendment in this country are out of control. And that's what it is. It is a violation. But stop playing word games and call it what it is. Shall not be infringed. So yes, banning assault weapons, whatever that means, is a violation of the Second Amendment. Absolutely. And then trying to write legislation to make that law is to effectively ban the Second Amendment. So what's worse? That we've been so normalized by all the crime in the inner cities that we don't even, the Democrats don't even use it politically. I mean, think about that. The Democrats will use anything they can for their politics, but they don't want to use the crime in inner cities. Well, now we all know why that is. It doesn't fit their narrative. The skin color isn't right. And it's their cities that they run. But that's the left. So, okay, survivor of Colorado Springs gay club shooting that left 5 dead and 25 injured says he mistook gunshots for music before hiding as cops consider hate charges against 22-year-old suspect who was arrested for bomb threats last year. Oh, he was arrested for bomb threats last year, and he gets away, and he shoots up a gay nightclub. So, you know the feds were already on him. You know the feds were already watching him. And then, nope, he shows up at the gay club and kills 25 others and injures 25 and, no. But that's your fault, law-abiding American. That's you listening at home. You need to turn your gun in because of that. Don't you know? That's logic. That's common sense. No, that's tyranny. That's fascism. That's authoritarianism. That's illegal. That's what the Democrats want. And still, though, I have not yet seen a motive released. So all this response about a hate crime or this being LGBTQ hate or whatever, they haven't released a motive. So, I mean, maybe it is, maybe it isn't, but they haven't said so. So we don't know that. By the way, the gunman was subdued by patrons at the club. So good for them. So brave nightclub goers in Colorado Springs are better at their job. Well, not their job. Better at protecting lives, let's say, than the Uvalde police. Ooh. Ooh. Ouch. That's embarrassing. Good for them. I wish one of them would have had a gun. Then they probably could have killed the guy and none of this would have been so bad. But okay, that's just too common sense. Too logical. And, of course, they're blaming Trump. They're blaming Lauren Boebert. It's really just disgusting activity. And again, though, let's think about this, because logic is an important thing for civilization to have, for civilization to thrive and prosper. And if logic is misaimed and confused, then you're going to have problems. So let's just say they are legitimate. They are legitimate in claiming that Lauren Boebert or Donald Trump caused an anti-LGBTQ shooting, which they didn't, but let's just play along here. So because Trump said X about gay people or Lauren Boebert said Y about gay people, which they don't actually show any quotes or anything, they just claim it. Okay, because of that, somebody went out and shot up a nightclub, and that's their fault. That's the logic of the Democrats blaming Lauren Boebert and Donald Trump. And there are a lot of them out there. This isn't, it's like all of them, actually. From AOC and the Democrats in Congress to members of the media to the Democrat paid for Twitter accounts. Which Elon Musk should do something about if he doesn't soon. because it's just out of control. But that's another story. Okay, so what about when Democrats and liberals say bad stuff about police and then a policeman gets shot? What happens when Democrats and liberals lie about an event like Hands Up, Don't Shoot, and then a city, Ferguson, Missouri, burns to the ground? What about when the Democrats and the media hype up the George Floyd narrative and then we have riots for 3 months on end, $2 billion in property damage, dozens killed, hundreds hospitalized in critical condition? Okay, you want to play that game? Is that the game you really want to play? Now, of course, the answer is no, because you need to understand we're dealing with liberal supremacists. They believe they're better than you. They believe you're scum. So take the concept, as they like to project, of white supremacy. White people thinking they're better than black people. That's not a problem in this country. Liberal supremacy is. Liberals that think they're better than conservatives. Atheists that think they're better than Christians. Liberal Democrat supremacy. They don't want the logic applied universally where you say something and then let's say a crime is committed. Well, you, the person that said something, is held responsible. No, they only want that standard to be held to you. Don't you see? Don't you see? They don't want to be held to that standard. They're above it. They're liberal supremacists. They think they're better than you. That's what we're dealing with in this country. You can talk about white supremacists. You can talk about black supremacists. You can talk about this crap all day long. That's not going to affect 99.9% of us or 99.9% of our activities in this life. Liberal supremacists are trying to crush you with everything you do. Liberal supremacists, you're dealing with liberal supremacy almost every day in some way, shape, or form. But that's exactly how they want it. And so, of course, they want to disarm you. Joe Biden calls for assault weapons ban following nightclub shooting. And this is their first response every time there's a shooting like this, is to disarm the American people. So when Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot comes out and says, I'm sick of this because of what happened in Colorado. Okay, well, let's go ahead and plug in. I mean, guys, plug in shootings in Chicago or weekend shootings in Chicago. As I'm going over some of these other headlines, two injured from two overnight shootings in Baltimore. This is all over the weekend. Delaware County, Philadelphia police investigating deadly double shooting. Chicago shootings, two teens among nine shot in weekend gun violence. Two teenagers shot on Staten Island, New York. Guys, what do we have on Google here? Google for me weekend Chicago shootings or shooting Chicago weekend or something like that. Let's see what we have here, because Lori Lightfoot is sick of this. Beep is what she says. She's sick of this, so I wonder if she's sick of what happens in her city. Oh, three teens among 20 shot. CBS News 4 hours ago, three killed, 17 wounded. NBC Chicago, 21 minutes ago, 15-year-old among three killed. Yeah, this is just all from the weekend. I mean, we can go to last weekend, too. Six people killed in separate shootings over weekend in Chicago. That's last weekend. Another one last weekend. Five people killed, 30 others wounded in weekend violence. Okay, so there you go. Those numbers are all worse than what happened in Colorado. Mayor Lori Lightfoot, your thoughts. Mayor Lori Lightfoot, your comments. Are you sick of this bleep, too? Are you sick of this crap, too, Lori? Or is that just in another person's district? Is that just when you guys can use political violence, what you view as political violence, against your enemy to disarm the American people?
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Until about